Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Gustav Mahler's symphonies are known by music lovers as some of the grandest large-scale works for symphony orchestra. The MSU Symphony presents number 4 Friday night at 8 o'clock at Wharton Center. It's also a live broadcast here on 90.5 Classical. WKAR's Peter Worf caught up with conductor Kevin Noe yesterday to preview the work. Professor Noe got the conversation started, pointing out Mahler's commitment to enormous musical goals.
With a lot of really wonderful artistic baggage, you know, and personal baggage that he's trying to work out. So it's the next step, but if it's a Mahler step, it's a giant step. So for me, this is the symphony that takes place not just in heaven, but kind of from the vantage point of heaven. It's like a way of looking at the earth and all of his happenings of youth from a more relaxed perspective than he's been able to have so far. And of course, like all Mahler symphonies, he presents it as the final arrival. But we certainly haven't reached the end, you know? And every time somehow the symphony gives you this tease, we're there, we've finally arrived, I'm liberated, I'm pain-free, I know what the function of the world is, I know my place in the world, I know what we're all supposed to be, I know what love is, I know what religion is. But wait, there's a little bit more. And then he writes another symphony.
Another one of those next steps to me, you pointed out, the slow movement that is one of the stillest things that he's written
right.
You know?
Yeah, that's my favorite thing about the third movement, is that there are moments of actual stillness. There's just a few, but there are a couple of bars that I don't think can actually be played still enough. I mean, if anyone were to breathe or blink or have any synapses firing, that would be too much activity.
This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Kevin Noe about this Friday night's concert featuring Mahler's Symphony No. 4 with the MSU Symphony. We're talking today on WKAR's Current State.
And you also have something as nutty as the second movement. Which is based on this folkloric, mythological, skeleton-based fiddle player. He was possessed by this picture that he saw, this painting, with a fiddle player who was, I guess the idea was this character Freund Hein, which was this folkloric violinist who would lead children away off to their doom, under the guise of kind of smiles and so forth, you know. And Mahler was possessed with this painting, and he thought it reminded him of his whole life, so he put this whole movement in there. That starts in one way. It starts with this beautiful kind of waltzy, minuetty thing, and then all of a sudden, this crazy skeleton takes over the whole thing and sends it in a totally different direction. And this, of course, my point about all this, is that this is in the symphony that's supposed to be the light one. This is supposed to be the one where it's all calm and everything is
this
good.
This is the pretty one.
Because we're pretty, we're in heaven, except for that whole skeleton thing,
right.
You know, like... It's classic Mahler, you know, and in Mahler 5, which I can't wait to do, there'll be more. I mean, it's all one big book of his life, and I'm so honored to be a part of it. I can't even tell you.
We've talked a little bit about some of different moments in some of the first three movements. And Kevin, you referred to that heavenly moment that really comes out, really comes into play in the last movement when the vocal soloist comes in. What's happening? What is Mahler writing about? What is she singing about?
We're actually visited in the last movement by an angel. I mean, in my opinion, this is what's happening. This is no singer. This is an angel that drops in on the audience to tell them a secret. And what she says is, "Kein Musik ist ja nicht auf Erden," which means that there is no music on earth like the earth that you will hear in heaven, or there's no music on earth like ours, meaning ours of the angels. And she tries to paint pictures for you of what heaven is like, and the kind of joy, the kind of like released expression that is possible up there that I think Mahler himself always longs for. It's interesting, you know, his vision of heaven in the Fourth Symphony is very much like Earth. It's sort of like Earth without the pain. You know, there are very ordinary things happening. The saints are running around cooking dinner.
Right.
Fish are being caught for the meal.
People are picking asparagus.
There's definitely a lot of good spargel. Yes, there's always that's one of my favorite parts.
Me too.
You got to put the spargel in your symphony. You know, people, there's a lot of talk of food and stuff. And there are these interesting references to things like slaughtering a little lamb. But the way he couches it is as if to say, somehow in this world, the slaughtering of a lamb contains no pain. There's nothing, there's no baggage with it. There's no suffering. There's no whatever. And yet, of course, the image is very earthly in a way. It's very much in our own image. It's not some other kind of cosmic rendering of what heaven is. It's a joyous thing to be a person who gets to just work on stuff like this for a living, you know? And I can drive down the road and I can hear all these symphonies in my head. It's amazing that I've been allowed to do this, you know? And I wish everyone could have a few minutes to see what this man has created with a pencil. I marvel at the whole thing. I really do.
Kevin Noe conducts the MSU Symphony Orchestra in Mahler's Symphony No. 4 in part of the complete Mahler Symphony set that he's conducting with the MSU Symphony over 9 years. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.